Tennessee seniors stand to benefit from a legal settlement that has been tied up in court for years. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports that much of the $40 million windfall is going to help elderly people with debilitating dental problems.
In all, $12.5 million will be shared among 22 charity clinics and will fund what Holly Plemons calls transformational dental work. She's the project manager for Interfaith Dental, which is the lead agency.
What we're trying to do is help a senior be able to eat and drink and function and smile and be able to do all those things that contribute to their overall health.
The program, Smile On 60 Plus, is set to start late this summer. And to qualify, people have to be at least 60 and have no dental insurance. Plemons notes that Tennessee has more oral problems than some other states where Medicaid covers dental health. On 10Care, only kids get a dental benefit, though there has been some discussion of expanding that since oral problems often fester and lead to infections or chronic conditions. The settlement money is also going to Habitat for Humanity in Memphis and legal services for seniors statewide. The funding comes from two failed nonprofits that owned nursing homes. They were accused of not being set up for truly charitable purposes. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.